It's time once again for Eating and Drinking with the Current, when we welcome into the studio our rotating cast of food, beverage, and dining authorities from around town. James Norton is here with us once again this morning. He writes for TheHeavyTable.com, and he's got a book that he is very, very happy to say that has just published yesterday. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning.
All right, yeah, this thing you've been working on for some time, and it is now out officially as of yesterday. We're very, very happy for you. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we are, my wife and I collaborated on it. She did the photos. I did the writing. We are both very relieved to finally see it in print and live out in the marketplace. It was a lot of fun to put together.
It looks nice. It's called Lake Superior Flavors, a field guide to food and drink along the Circle Tour. Lake Superior Flavors. Now, you spent a lot of time in northern Minnesota putting this book together. Now, had you taken a trip up that way, and was that the inspiration for the book?
Now, the inspiration for the book went back to our Master Cheesemakers of Wisconsin book. We put thousands of miles on our car driving all around Wisconsin interviewing cheesemakers, and we thought, where is another part of the upper Midwest where we could tell really interesting food stories, eat some great stuff, meet some really cool food artisans? And Lake Superior just appealed to us. It has such a distinct sense of place. It's such a large, majestic, beautiful, sort of scary body of water up there. And, you know, we thought, let's start at Duluth, and then we'll drive to Superior the long way. And we did that twice. So we went all the way around the lake twice, explored the Canadian side. We explored the Upper Peninsula, Wisconsin's South Shore, and, of course, the North Shore. And we went back a few more times to kind of fill in the blanks. Had a great time, ate a ton of food, met a ton of people. That's probably about 50 or 60 different interviews interspersed throughout the book, documenting food culture up in the Lake Superior region.
So what do you cover? I mean, do you cover beer? Do you cover cheese? Do you cover fine dining? I mean, where do you all go with this book?
I see pizza on the cover.
Pizza's
so,
on the cover. Yeah. it's a real mix of highbrow stuff, lowbrow stuff. We were looking for food that was made with love, with care, with thought, with expertise. So we got into sort of traditional foods like smoked fish and had some just terrific smoked fish kind of all around the lake. We got into kudigi, which are...
What is that?
Kudigi are Italian sausage sandwiches.
Oh.
They're like a certain St. Paul sandwich, so sometimes called the hot Italiano.
Yep.
It's a less savory name for them as well. We got into pasties. We talked to a woman from the Ojibwe culture about native foods around the lake.
Fantastic.
Thimbleberry jam up in the Keweenaw Peninsula. Just all sorts of really great stuff. And the one thing that kind of brought everything together.
Yeah, what is the commonality?
The commonality is it is food made by people who live by the lake, who commune with the lake daily, who are part of this culture, that it really is symbolic of the region. Food of a place, food with terroir, food that says something about where it's from. And that was sort of our... that was sort of our driving goal. I think we did a fairly good job of it. We met a bunch of really cool people. We went out herring fishing with a guy named Steve Dahl up near Knife Island near Duluth, and that was really, really terrifying. It was a really tiny little skiff just bobbing in the water, and you know, I'm not great with water to begin with, so it was really scary, really beautiful. Great experience. We met a monk named Father Basil up on the Keweenaw Peninsula. He makes this incredible Abbey cake, which is like a fruit cake that is like 50% bourbon. I mean, it's like you're
eating. I was going to say, because nobody really likes fruit cake.
It is good.
You add
it's 50%
good. Bourbon.
It's insane.
Yeah, we're talking.
And it holds up forever, man. I got one of those.
It does.
4 months later, it's still fresh as the day it was made. And they also do thimbleberry jam. These little thimbleberries you have to kind of peel off the bushes. They're incredibly delicate. They ripen several times a day, so you have to kind of keep going back and hitting the same bush over and over again. So you don't really see thimbleberry jam many places, but the jam pot up in the Keweenaw, that's a great place to get it.
We're talking with James Norton of The Heavy Table. He's got a new book, along with his wife, Becca Dilley, Lake Superior Flavors, a field guide to food and drink along the Circle Tour. I have to assume when you're putting together a book like this, you have to make a little bit of a plan. Did you have any surprises along the way?
Yeah, we did plan it out. We did kind of have a sense of who we'd be talking to every day and tried to set interviews up in advance of our big trips. But yeah, we had a number of surprises. One of my favorite, we were driving through the Upper Peninsula, and we'd just come through a town called Paradise that had a very good slice of pie, by the way, and we're driving through just sort of the woods, nothing but woods all around us, and then boom, here is a bakery in the middle of the woods, and it's just like this couple who've set up a little like stone hut kind of building with a wood-fired baking system set up, and they're pulling out loaves of like sour cream cranberry bread and stuff like that just in the middle of nowhere. And we came out and said hello and did a little interview and tried their bread, and it was fantastic. So
wow.
There was a number of little incidents like that. We stayed at a bed and breakfast up by Sault Ste. Marie, I think, Michigan. And in the morning, the woman who owned the bed and breakfast made us this pannekuchen. It's this really thick, eggy, delicious sort of European-style pancake. And that kind of came out of nowhere and was just fabulous. So every once in a while, something like that would just kind of pop onto our radar. It was a blast.
It's a lovely looking book as well. And again, Becca has all these great photographs on the inside, and you get such a sense for what an enjoyable, satisfying trip it was, and perhaps one that you can duplicate on your own.
Yeah, the book is, I think, a really nice mix of, you know, restaurants that you can explore and things that you can do, as well as sort of a cultural history. And you're right, Becca's photos, I mean, I have to say this because I'm married to her, but it really stands up to scrutiny. They're fantastic. They're so beautiful. And the University of Minnesota Press published it and did a great job. The photos are full color. They really jump out at you, and it really helps you kind of experience the food without tasting it, and hopefully encourage you to actually get out there and go and taste it, because it's fantastic.
So the book was just released. Are you doing any other kind of press around this? Where can people meet you and ask more questions?
Yeah, we're doing an event at Kitchen Window. It's sort of a behind-the-pages event. We'll be there talking about the book, sampling food, showing off photographs, answering questions. And it's a little bit of a ticket price, but you get a copy of the book with the event. That's on April 18th, 7 to 9 p.m. Kitchen Window. We'll also be doing a reading and signing at Common Good Books on April 21st in St. Paul, so that's really worth checking out. And we'll be at Fitker's in Duluth on May 3rd, if you happen to be up there, and that should be a bunch of fun, and have good beer as well.
All that information, again, online at thecurrent.org, and we do encourage you to check it out, because it's a lovely tome, Lake Superior Flavors, a field guide to food and drink along the Circle Tour by James Norton and his wife, Becca Dilley, out on University of Minnesota Press. Again, congratulations on the book, James.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Always nice to see you, and we'll see you next time. James Norton writes for theheavytable.com. It's 89.3 The Current.